What's up, everybody? It's Russell Brunson. Welcome to the last and final challenge that I made to my two Comma Club X coaching members that now I'm making to you as well. Hopefully you've enjoyed the last four episodes. This is the last in the series. And this is challenge number five, which is called Testing the New Control. And I hope that you guys get a lot of value from this. I hope you enjoyed the series. And hope you enjoyed listening in behind the scenes for a special presentation I gave to just my two Comma Club X high-end coaching members. With that said, I'm a cute theme song. We come back. You guys have a chance to listen in to the last challenge, testing the new control.
So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. I got one last thing, cool thing to show with you guys. Okay. How many guests have launched the Traffic Seekers book? If you didn't, then that's really weird, because like literally that's all I've talked about for the last like month on 8 billion interviews. So when I was writing the Traffic Seekers book, half the time I was writing it, I was thinking about like the funnel for it, because that's what I do. And I'm happy to report back that the new funnel is out converting every funnel I've done in the past. And there's some very specific reasons why that I believe. And so we did that. Not only did we do that, we went back and we redid the .com seekers and the expert seekers and put those live. They're both live as well. We haven't started, there's some ads running to them. We haven't started promoting, but just the ads hitting right now, we've more than doubled the average cart value just by making these tweaks and these changes. And so for us in our business, whenever we're creating something, I always have a control. So control is the last, the current best thing we have right now. And we're always trying to beat the control and figure it out. For the last couple of years, the control for all of our book funnels have been the same. You guys all notice them. They were like usually dark background, video, two-step order form, right-hand side. And like that was the control. And I know it's been my control. We tried to beat it for a long time and we hadn't been able to. And it's funny because I've seen like most people in our community have copied it and they've used it over and over and over again. And so for me, I was like, I want to figure out like an incremental change. So I spent a year while writing this book researching for the book funnel. Cause I'm like, what good is a book if you don't have the best book funnel? Like, what good is having the best book in the world if you don't have the best book funnel? And so I spent a lot of time geeking out on this. So some really unique, interesting things I did. We did as a team that I want to show you guys. And hopefully it helps just give you guys some ideas of things you can test. But I'm going to show you guys our control. And then like, again, you guys can test this versus whatever version you're doing. Okay. So I'm going to show you, I'm actually going to go into the funnel real quick to show you what we did and why. And some of these things are like hacky things, and it's worth figuring out how to hack them. We had Jamie Smith. I think most of the things he used to hack, he put in CF Pro Tools. So you can pay him for some of these hacks. I don't know how that all works, or I don't know how he gives them or sells them. But these are the little tweaks and things we made. Some are ClickFunnels out of the box. Some you need to use CF Pro Tools, but they're all easy to do. Any technical person can do them. I can't do them, but you can hire any person who's one step more technical than me or you, and they can do it really easily. Okay. All right. So here are the changes for the control. Number one, do you notice it's very white? All in the past, my book funnels always were like dark background with white text, mostly because I thought it was really cool. And a funnel hacking live, I was sitting behind the stage with Kern, and Kern asked me, said, "How come you do all your backgrounds black?" I was like, "Cause it looks really cool." And he's like, "You know that David Ogilvy and Ogilvy & Co. have spent over $1 billion split testing white on black and black on white. And in no circumstances ever did black background with white text ever win, ever, in the history of marketing as we know it." And he's like, "I assume that you've been split testing this like crazy and you figured out like that was the big secret, that having black and white was like this new thing." And he's like, "Please tell me you split tested." I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Literally your entire community has ripped it off and everyone's doing it." And he's like, "If they just switched from black to white, it would increase their conversion." And so when I found some of the Ogilvy studies and things like that, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, like I never test that because I just love the design." So when we created these ones, I told our guys, I was like, "We have to design them, even though like a lot of our messaging is kind of dark and mysterious, like it has to be on a white background." And so if you notice, white background, black headline. So that's one thing I would recommend. Number two, do you notice that all of my funnels in the past were always two column, and this funnel is only one column? Okay. The reason why is the majority of traffic today is coming mobile. And so we used to always design to desktop, and then we mobile optimized, where now we designed for mobile and then made the desktop version mobile as well. So if you look at this, it looks the same on mobile as it does desktop. It's one column, everything's centered down the middle. There are no two column anythings, okay? And we've seen a big lift from that as well. And this includes the upsell pages, downsell page, everything. It's just one column. So nothing's got to snap into order. It's always in order because the majority of people are coming. So we are now moving forward designing everything for mobile and not even worrying about desktop. Okay, because more people are coming mobile than desktop. So what that means is your design, at least for us, is shifting from two column to one. Everything's one column. So because of that, also you notice in the past, we always had the video and the order form on the side. Now the order form is inside pop-up because I wanted to keep everything in column. Okay. In fact, we had one offer back in the day that had it, the order form in the pop-up. And as I was like contemplating this, I was like, and it was, in fact, it's over, I think it's still there. Perfect webinar secrets.com. This is an old funnel, but, it was the only one where we put the pop-up inside. And so I had our guys run stats and it turned out this having the order form in pop-up versus having it side by side. This version, even though it's ugly and like old, beat out all of, we never even looked at those numbers, but like people that fill out step one and people that finished the step two, having it in pop-up in line like this beat out, this one beat out all three, all three of the other book funnels we had where we had side by side. So anyway, little thing, order form inside the pop-up. Next thing, this is a Jamie Smith hack. Videos used to autoplay. I love that. Now they don't. And then we used Wistia because Wistia made it really cool where you could like go and watch a video and it would loop like this and you could play, it would start over. And Wistia is the only one that did it. But Wistia is so insanely expensive. Our Wistia bill was like getting to be like $40,000, $50,000 a month. It was just like, this is insanity. So we switched everything to Vimeo. And then Vimeo doesn't do that cool thing that Wistia does. And so Jamie Smith made a little hack on here. So now if you look at that, you come here, it starts playing the video with no audio. And if you click on this though, it doesn't, because the ones that work out of the box, when you click on it, it starts playing the video right where you're at. It's like they missed the whole sales pitch, right? They like, if I click right here, you missed the most important part of my message, which is the beginning. So the way that this little script works is you click on it and boom, it pops the video back to the very beginning. So you get your full sales message. Okay. And so that's kind of the other thing there. Okay. So this is the core things. We've got mobile, white background, video autoplay, order form and pop-up. Those are all the core new things on our control. Oh, the other thing, this was just like it doesn't work in ClickFunnels by default, but Jamie Smith, it was another little Jamie Smith hack that I think you can get with CF Pro Tools, but having dual order form bumps, I'd never done that before. We did the order form. Right now we're getting about 35, 36% of people taking the audiobook, and 10% of people are saying yes to the $97 order form bump, which is insane. Like that's higher than when we used to have upsell one was $97. We would get like, I don't know, 4 to 8%, where you 10% to take it here. And it's like a whole nother upsell we just snuck in there. And it's made our average cart value. I mean, we're 30,000 plus books sold in, and we're still like in the $60 average cart value. That's with half of our funnel hackers buying 18 copies of the book because they're buying for everybody's bonuses and not buying the upsells. Even with that, our cart value is the high, like, again, it's 60, I don't know, 65 bucks or some 63, 65 bucks last I checked. And it's because these little things like this, right? A second order form bump, just free cash sitting there. You just grab it and it's insanity. Okay. I'll show you a couple of books, pages in the funnel. Okay. So then OTO number one, again, notice mobile optimized, video player, the same thing. We come back down and then we have the offer, but then check this out. This is the offer they added. And then we added an order form bump here in the upsell, which we'd never done that before either. So order form bump, both of these are doing amazing as well. So order form bump, but again, notice mobile optimized, video player, same way, and then order form bump on an OTO. Who's ever seen order form bump on an OTO before? We've never done it before. Jamie Smith, I love that man. He was like, hey, do you want to do an order form bump on your OTO? I'm like, you can do that? He's like, well, not by default, but we can, you know, we have tools to do that. And I was like, boom, free money. Again, one upsell turns into three without annoying people. Like every page you have, every new page in the funnel will annoy a new percentage of people and they'll drop off. And so for me, I have this rule where it's like, we have a sales page and two upsells. That's what I have. Like that's Russell, right? All my funnels are sales page, upsell one, upsell two, thank you page. Like all my funnels are four pages. Like that's it, right? Very simple. Like I don't want to go deeper than that. If I go deeper than that, you start offending people. They call it upsell hell. You get in this upsell hell where it's like 5,000. You know, that's what a lot of people do. Like it annoys people. So I don't like having more pages than four, but if I can slide more offers in a way that doesn't annoy people, yes, all day long. So we do that. And then Funnelytics is our second OTO, which is pushes people to this. Boom. And same thing. Notice mobile optimize coming down, video player. And then same thing with the core offer. And then there's also the upsell bump too. So, which is also doing good. And then we're taking thank you page, which basically thanks them for buying, tells them they're the coolest in the world because they are, gives them access to the downloads. And from here, we push them to ClickFunnels trial. And then here, we also push them to the Marketing Secrets app where they can get there. And now I can text people. I'm getting people on a text list as well, so I can text some stuff. So that's the funnel. And that's the control. So again, we went back now. Here's the .com secrets book. Guess what we did? I'm like, hey, there's new control. Go back to old pages. Let's update with the control. So then, boom, all the elements are here as well. Looks very similar, different message, but the control works. Now, I'm all for you guys, by the way. I'm all for you guys modeling this. Don't copy it. Like, it drives me crazy. Like, how many people's book funnel looked identical to Expert Secrets? They had like a purple book and they're using the same color scheme. Like, don't like, show your designer, like, this is Russell's. I want something similar. Don't go and like, I'm going to use Russell's bullet points. I'm going to use Russell. Like look at it as a model and then make your versions of it. Right. Anyway, hope that makes sense. Like use your color scheme, use your headlines, use your things like be creative, but like, it's those little things I'm talking about, right? It's understanding the four or five things I kind of showed you guys. So my last challenge for you guys today is to test the new control. Take whatever funnel you have right now that's working the best in your business and make it control some of these elements. Centered, mobile optimized, order form inside of a pop-up, multiple adding order form. Like do that and then A-B split test your current one versus the new one and then see which one wins. I appreciate you guys. I had so much fun. I wish I could do this like all day, every day. This is like really, really cool. But I appreciate you guys letting me jump on here. Hopefully this gives you guys just some ideas and some things to think about.
We have decided to do it again. Yes, earlier this year, we did our first ever virtual conference called 2 Comma Club Live. We had over 5,000 people register for this online event, and the success stories from those who attended have been amazing. So because of that, we've decided to do the virtual event just one more time. And I want to invite you and your family to attend for free. This is how it works. First, you can get your ticket at www.2commaclublive.com. You're going to put in your credit card, but we're not going to charge you anything. Then you can attend the full 3 days and learn everything you can from me and from other 2 Comma Club winners. And then after the event, decide if it's worth it. If it's not, let us know and you won't pay anything. But if you love it, and I'm sure you will, then you'll get billed after the event is over. The goal of this event is to build your own personal roadmap to the 2 Comma Club. So go and get your tickets right now before they are gone. Go to www.2commaclublive.com. Yes, that's www.2commaclublive.com. 2commaclublive.com.